And I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. It's your favorite homegirl, E. Reed, your favorite host who loves to smile the most. I'm back, y'all. And you know what? I want y'all to sit back, relax, turn it up, and check this out. And I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. It's your favorite homegirl, E. Reed, your favorite host who loves to smile the most. I'm back with another Reality Radio Presents Binge and Rewind. This is Real Housewives of Atlanta, okay? This is season 12. Hold on, let me go back. I got to see what episode it is. Hold on, y'all. Did I even write it down? I didn't even write it down, y'all. But it'll be in the title, okay? But this is Real Housewives of Atlanta. This is the moment we have been waiting for the last 2 weeks. Since before the show even came on, when we were hearing through the grapevine, through the blogs and everything, and on YouTube, from YouTubers, about this epic, you know, little fight, which wasn't even really a fight. It just looked like it could have been a fight. It's even been described as a brawl, and it wasn't a brawl. Like, nobody connected. Okay? Nobody connected. Anyway, let's move on forward. So, on Real Housewives of Atlanta last night, it starts off where it left off last week when they were in Toronto. They hanging out with Tanya and all her people and everything like that. Tanya's, family and friends and people she done grown up with and hanging out with the Atlanta people, her Atlanta girls, and she wanted everybody to meet and kumbaya and have a really good time. So this is where we are with everybody, right? So Dennis gets down on both knees and he proposes again. Well, he doesn't propose again technically, but he gets down on both knees and gives Portia back her ring because, you know, after they had split or whatever, you know, when he did his infidelity and got busted, you know, she gave him the ring, and so he decided to give it back. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so then on the way back to the hotel or whatever, and everybody's on the bus, and Kenya is once again doing impressions of Tanya. Like, Kenya is, I'm not finna get on that. Stay tuned for a My Two Cents, because I'm doing a My Two Cents after I finish doing this review all about Kenya. It's all about Kenya. That's right. All right. So stay tuned for that. For real. And Kenya's over there picking on Tanya with the impressions and everything like that, trying to sound like her. And, you know, nobody's really impressed with it. No, everybody's kind of like, you know, over it. Like, okay, you're doing too much. Trying to, you know, what's it called? Trying to steal a scene. You know, that's what she's trying to do. I guess that's how she's trying to make her money. Anyway, so then they're all gathered in Marlo's room, all right? And they decide, the girls are coming together, and Yovana's not in there yet, Nene's not in there yet, and then, so it's Eva, Cynthia, Marlo, Portia, and Candy. And so they all in here, and they having a conversation on how they gonna get Yovana to spill the tea on about this whole snake gate. And what happened? Well, Cardgate and Snakegate, I believe it was. And then so when Tanya comes in here and Portia starts questioning her, it was the way that Portia asked the question, like, or said something to her. Like, they had said to Tanya, "We already know the truth," which of course is a lie, but they tried to do some, you know, that good cop, bad cop thing. I told y'all it was bad acting. But Marlo busses him out and says that they lying to Portia, you know, that Portia's lying to her, saying that they already know, because that ain't what happened. And next thing you know, Nene comes in with her boob all popped out, like she didn't know it was popped out. But here's the thing, if she didn't have so many boob jobs and she don't got no nerve endings on her nipples, or she don't got no nerves at all, like if it's numb on her boobs, she ain't gonna feel that coldness. Like, she's not even gonna know it. Y'all may not believe that, but it's no different than when, like, your fingers go numb or your feet go numb or something. You can't feel nothing. So if she didn't have a lot of surgery and her nerve endings are shot, she ain't gonna feel that she got a nip slip. I'm just saying. Now, did she probably do it on purpose to steal a scene? Do I believe that possibility? Yes, I do. Because it's Nene. No different than Kenya. Anyway, moving forward. And so then they get on the whole semantics of between a recording and an audio, because now Nene is there. And so now, of course, this whole audio is audio, aka recording, whatever you want to call it, is up for discussion. Okay. Now, what I find interesting is that in the playback, they do show when, because this is what Nene said. Nene said that she didn't tell Candy that it was a recording. She said there was an audio. Here's the cold part. When they did a flashback later in the episode, Nene very well did say there was a recording. I wrote it down. Nene did say recording. So here's the thing. And people want to kind of blow that off, but there is a difference between somebody actually going out their way to purposely record and then there being like a recording and audio. So yes, there is definitely semantics, but depending on how you're saying it in context, you can get a different idea. You can persuade people to believe a certain thing, which I believe Nene is really good at. And I'm going to tell you more about that later. So put a pin in that. All right. So next thing you know, Marlo starts checking Cynthia and Cynthia starts checking Marlo. They going back and forth. Marlo calls Cynthia insecure. Cynthia starts getting a knuck if your buck kind of a situation. Like she go all out, like she finna get real gangsta on Marlo. Okay, I didn't know where this Cynthia was. And it's funny because then it cuts over to Nene's confessional and Nene sitting up there talking about, this is the 50 Cent I've always known. Y'all are just now getting ready to see. And if y'all have been listening to me for these last few episodes, and especially when I talked about the Nene and Cynthia beef, I had mentioned in there that I feel like Cynthia does a really good job of portraying herself in a certain way when the cameras are on. But since she has gotten with Mike, she has kind of let that part of herself come out of the shell. Okay? Because when she first started dating Mike and felt really secure within herself around Mike, you started to see her come out a little bit. And then over the season, since this season has started in season 12, we've seen more of that, you know. So it's really interesting that the meek and quiet one who we met in the beginning and then became really good friends with Nene and then fell out with Nene, and then it's all of a sudden it's just like and then when Kenya confirmed it at Cynthia's barbecue, that's why I say, like, I kind of understand Nene with this one. I kind of agree with Nene on this one when she said that that's the Cynthia that she's always known, because I believe that. I'm just saying, I do. So, like I said, Cynthia's gangster head came out, and it was funny because only somebody. So here's the ironic thing. Marlo called her insecure, and you gotta kind of see that as a little bit of funny in truth. And I say that because Cynthia is a model, right? So everything about her house has to do with looks. That's the world she comes from. It's all about appearance. It has nothing to do with being secure within yourself and loving yourself for who you are. It's about being seen by other people saying that you are beautiful in their clothes and in their makeup and in their accessories and in their shots and in their background and things like that. So it can maybe, I feel like there's a little bit of truth to that, but that's why Cynthia kind of like got a little nuck if you buck. You know what I'm saying? I think that's why she got a little gangster and jumped up like that. But then it got to the point where it got so out of control where Kenya jumps in and she's like, everybody stop. Like, I don't know. She was yelling something and she wanted everybody to calm down. So now she's trying to be the ringleader in this circus. And she decides that she's going to sit up there and try and get everybody to calm down. So everybody does kind of calm down a little bit. Mind you, Eva is there and Eva is like super pregnant. Okay. She's sitting in the corner on the couch. And so while Kenya is doing that, Nene is actually like a little bit of an assistant to that. And she's agreeing with Kenya for them to calm down and them to be able to talk it out, because she was even trying to control Marlo, because Marlo had said something, you know, had said the insecurity thing or whatever about Cynthia. So Marlo, you know, Nene was trying to control Marlo in that moment with that. So then when Nene is asked, after everybody settles down, you know, who it is, even in the confessional, she gonna say she not gonna snitch, right? She says she's not gonna snitch or anything like that. But then Marlo called out Yovana. And then Nene in her confessional is saying that Yovana has information. So you're not gonna snitch, but you're gonna say that Yovana has information. So you snitch. I agree with Candy when Candy said it on Watch What Happens Live last night with Andy, when she said that, but you snitched in the confessional. So you won't snitch in front of the group, but you're gonna snitch in the confessional. See? Shady. All right. So Nene says that Yovana has info or whatever. And so now it just seems like, based on not knowing where the story is coming from and what's true and what's not true, it sounds like it's just it's like a game of telephone. Y'all remember telephone, right? When you sat in a circle or sat in a straight line. And so one person tells somebody something, and when it gets down all the way to the other end of the line, it's a completely different story, you know, because people hear what they want to hear and they receive information differently, you know, which is why I said, did somebody go out their way to record Cynthia, or is there something that was filmed or recorded and she's just saying in general there is audio of her saying something? Do you see what I'm saying? So anyway, so Cynthia, she gets all upset and then she runs out. And as Cynthia is running out, Yovana calls, Yovana and Portia are going back and forth arguing, and Yovana calls Dennis a snake. So of course that gets Portia all, you know, bucked up, especially after Dennis just left from giving her ring, and they made things, you know, better again, and they're deciding to commit to each other and things like that. So as Cynthia is running out, Yovana and Portia are arguing. She's crying and everything, and Nene goes and chases after her. Now what's interesting is that Cynthia sitting up here boohoo crying like she's just so, you know, devastatingly hurt. I don't even know if that's a word, but she is just so hurt about this whole recording and everything like that, you know. And when Nene gets in her confessional, the producer asked her, like, I think she asked, the producer asked her something like, you know, do you feel like you owe it to Cynthia, or should you tell Cynthia the truth or something like that? And then she's saying like, no. She was like, she didn't tell me the truth last season, you know, so why should I tell her the truth? So basically, this is a tit for tat thing, which makes me feel like Nene made all of this up so that, and like created this entire thing, like she manipulated this entire thing for it to happen this way, just so she can hurt Cynthia. And that goes along with what I said earlier about manipulating something and putting things in motion. Stick with me. I got a reason for that. Just stay with me, okay? Stay with me. And so, what it ends up actually looking like is like Nene used Yovana, because then Yovana comes out into the hallway and Nene is telling, like, is almost like coaching her, like, you know, you need to say something. Well, why are you not saying nothing? And then Yovana is standing there like a deer in headlights, like she don't know what is going on. Like, it's almost like they had a plan. Nene didn't tell her about this part of the plan. And so Yovana is now sitting up here like, what am I supposed to do? What do you mean? What do you mean? Right? And so then Kenya decides that she gonna butt in. Okay? Because while they're still arguing, when Nene and Yovana go back in, Yovana and Portia are still arguing. And so Kenya decides that she's gonna butt in. And they gonna, so Nene, and so everybody is arguing. So Yovana is arguing with Portia, and then Cynthia and Nene are going back and forth and trying to just get an understanding of what's going on. And next thing you know, you got Kenya butting in saying something, saying, well, you should have said something when you had the chance to. And Nene tells her to shut up. And then that's when there was a little bit of space in between them at one point. And then just like Kenya did Portia with that scepter at the reunion, Kenya reached her long extension of arm with her finger and she pointed it at Nene's face. And if we all know, when it comes to Nene, you don't put your finger in Nene's face. If we know anything about these women, these housewives of Atlanta, one consistent thing we can definitely know is that putting your finger in their face, or putting anything in their face in an aggressive way, is gonna get caught. Okay? And so They ended up, it looked like a brawl, but it didn't look like a brawl. It looked like it was supposed to be, it almost looked choreographed in a way, but in a chaotic kind of a way. Okay, because nobody connected. Like I said, there were no blows thrown. There were maybe swings, but no blows. Okay, so what I found like really messed up though is that Kenya too, because Kenya was closer to Eva than Nene was. You know what I mean? So why would you even be aggressive and provoke anyone like that? Like, why would you even get involved based on the proximity of where you were to Eva? This girl is pregnant. If y'all start fighting, y'all could accidentally fall on her, or something could fall on her. Really? That's what we doing? Ain't y'all like almost 50? Really? Okay, whatever. So then when everything is going on, Cynthia leaves again. She everybody is starting to kind of calm down a little bit, right? They get Eva out and all that kind of stuff. And then when Nene goes back into the walks back into the hotel room, she slips up and she says video. She didn't say audio or recording. She said video. So that just made me kind of think. Was that a slip up, or is there actually a video and she's saying it's a recording? Because a video is a recording. You know what I mean? And is the recording something that's actually secret, or is she just saying recording, which is the video, which we all know there's video of Cynthia talking mess about Nene. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see how that can all be manipulated and dissected? Do you see how that can do that? Okay. All right. And wait for it. It's coming. I got something for y'all, my theory on why Nene did that. Just wait for it. So the next thing that happens is when Nene goes back into Marlo's room, she then starts looking at Marlo and she starts blaming Marlo. So the same way she was getting in Yovana's face in the hallway earlier, she's now looking at Marlo like, Marlo, this is your room. Why you didn't stop into this? And Marlo looking at her like, what? Like, what you mean? Like, huh? So the next day, you know, and Tanya wasn't there because Tanya was over with her people. You know what I mean? So everybody was there that night in the room except for Tanya. So then Tanya meets up with Nene, and Tanya's getting ready to, you know, for Carnival, and she's getting her makeup done and stuff like that. And Nene gives a recap to Tanya about what happened the night before. And she talks about Kenya, you know, provoking and everything like that, which is true. Kenya did provoke Nene because Nene was talking to Cynthia. Kenya butted in their conversation, and then at one point she reached over her hand towards Nene with her finger in her face. So yes, it was a provocation. And side note, Tanya's makeup was absolutely gorgeous. Out of everybody who went, Tanya's makeup was the best. So was her feathers. So then they get downstairs and they're all meeting up. And of course, Nene is gone and Eva is gone because Eva left the night before and Nene had, you know, took off or whatever because she had somewhere she had to go. So all the girls meet downstairs and everybody got on tennis shoes except for Kenya. And Kenya says she ain't got no tennis shoes on, and she got on some sandals looking like a web frog or whatever. And she's got on sandals because she doesn't have any tennis shoes. Like, you telling me with all that money from Kenya Moore hair care, you couldn't go get some kids somewhere? You couldn't get some Nikes? You telling me you ain't got, or you just don't wear tennis shoes in general? Is that what you're saying? You just don't wear no tennis shoes in general? Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Don't care. Moving on. All right. So then they all dancing at Carnival. Everybody's having a good time. Drinks is flowing. Music is pumping. Everybody, you know, feeling the moment, waving flags in the air, shaking their booty and twerking and, you know, whining and everything like that. Having a good time. But I must tell you, it's some of them ladies, they look like straight robots. They look so stiff. Like, it's just, it makes you know, it proves the point that these women might have, are paying for the bodies that they got. They not working out, because they ain't flexible. Do you know what I mean? People who actually work out are flexible for the most part. They might, even if they don't have no rhythm, they're flexible. And then some of them ladies look like robots, okay? So on some AI stuff, all right? Anyway, so everybody's having a good time. It looked like it was a lot of fun. Portia was getting her groove back, baby. You could just call Portia Stella, honey, because she was feeling herself. And Tanya's feathers was absolutely gorgeous, and which it should be, because her feathers were better than everybody else's, and so was her room, and it should be that way because she's the host. So I mean, she coordinated everything. Her room and her feathers should be better than yours, Candy. Anyway, moving on, but I love you, Candy. Shout out. All right, not shut up, I said shout out, if anybody just misheard that. Anyway, so then Tanya and the girls are sitting down for lunch and everything. It's their last little dinner or whatever together. And lunch or dinner, I don't know what it is. But Tanya and Tanya recaps what Nene, Tanya recaps Nene's recap to the girls, you know, and dissect all of that. And what was interesting is just as fast as they disrespected each other, Marlo and Cynthia backpedaled with what they said and apologized to each other. Saying it, making it, you know, telling each other they didn't mean what they said and they were just in the heat of the moment kind of a thing. And I'm not buying that, because when you're in the heat of the moment, and they say like your true serum is when you angry and when you drunk. So if you was in the heat of the moment and you was angry at the time or whatever, then that means that you meant what you said to her, both of y'all. So moving forward, then you got oh, side note, when Cynthia was in her confessional at that point and she had all that glitter on her, she reminded me of when, you know, we were in like junior high school and we were putting body glitter on ourselves and putting glitter everywhere. Like, that was just too much. It was just way too much. You know what I mean? And I don't know if it was all the sparkles or it was the kind of makeup that she had on, but the makeup that she had on at the time, it looked kind of pale. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, hold on. Okay. And so the next thing that happens is they decide that they're going to have a toast, and they are going to toast to not caring about Snakegate anymore. They're putting Snakegate to rest. Okay. Snakegate is no longer a topic of conversation. And so Kenya decides that she wants to play a little game called Devil's Advocate. So for y'all that don't know what the Devil's Advocate game is, when you ask a generic question, you know, just to see what you would do, kind of a thing, right? And this was the question: if you know, suspect, or heard your man was cheating, would you want to know? And so all the girls say yes, that they would want to know. And then Cynthia listens to more detail that Kenya is giving, because after Kenya gives that question, she kind of throws in a little bit more specific detail, making it seem like she's actually talking about someone they all know, kind of a thing, right? And so Cynthia starts, you know, looking like a deer in headlights. And when she's in her confessional, she shares with all of us that there was a moment when her and Kenya were over to see the cookie lady, whoever that is. And the cookie lady is saying how Paul, Tanya's boyfriend or fiance, was hitting on her. And so Cynthia's like, I know Kenya is shady, but this is a whole different level of shady. And let me tell you something. Kenya is miserable, and Kenya is if there was a poster, or if they needed a poster child for Misery Loves Company, Kenya would definitely be number one pick. She would be number one draft pick. I feel it. She will win. Now, Tanya is excited about Paul. She, you know, in having this conversation with the lady, she reassures that she loves Paul and they got a great relationship, and she could pick up his phone and there's no secrets and she feels comfortable with him and everything is great. And Candy then asked about Paul, you know, she asked about Paul. I forget in which context she did, but you know, it was still within the scope of Tanya expressing her love and their connection and their respect for each other, and how she doesn't believe that he would do anything like that, and how secure she is in her relationship with Paul. Okay, now we've been down this road before, because that's the same thing Portia was saying. All right, now we don't know just yet if this is a really if this is some real tea, or if this is actually true or not, because we know that sometimes these ladies, these side ladies, is just doing it for clout, you know. Because if the cookie lady was, you know, is if that's actually her business or whatever the case is, then of course she would want to say something when two women from Atlanta Housewives franchise with cameras in there are filming. Why would I not just say something to say something? Especially when they're going to put the picture of my company on screen. That's going to be there forever. You know, I just don't put nothing past people. You know, I just don't. Now, here's the moment we've all been waiting for. Okay, this is the moment. This is why I said put a pin in all those moments. Why I said why Nene, I feel, has manipulated this entire situation. And in the way she did it. Because I've seen this before. I have seen this before several times, and the way Nene manipulated this. Nene is good friends with Beverly Hills housewife or ex-housewife, Lisa Vanderpump. Lisa Vanderpump is a brilliant marketer. She is a self-made woman. She is brilliant at executive producing shows, okay, and putting things or saying things in context where it can cause a little bit of a stir of the pot, but she's not the one that's boiling it. Does that make sense? She's not the one serving the what's in the pot. She's not the one heating up the fire so it can start boiling and all that kind of stuff. But she might have just maybe added an ingredient or two, you know, and the rest does it on its own, you know. And that's what Nene did. Now, Vanderpump has been accused of that before on her show. That's neither here nor there, because we ain't talking about them. But the fact that she is really good friends with Nene, I feel like Nene probably studied the show and probably watches Beverly Hills, Housewives of Beverly Hills, and figured out how to do that. And that's what she did on here, which is why you got this stir. So I've seen this pattern before. So I don't put it past Nene to have done that. And that makes me question, does that mean the producers knew that Nene was doing that? Or did she dupe the producers in doing that? Because Vanderpump has done it more than once. Like, seriously. And New Jersey housewives do it too. But there's so many players that do it. I can't even just pinpoint and be like this one particular player. I'm just telling you. Just pay attention. And now that all of this has came out, I wonder what B. Scott got to say. So if you listen to my podcast on My Two Cents, I did a podcast about B. Scott exposing Nene and the other storylines on Housewives of Atlanta. Because B. Scott says there's no audio or recording, and he says that Nene lied when Nene said that she wasn't friends with B. Scott, which is why he exposed her. So I have so many more questions now. So many more questions. What do you think? What do you think is popping off on Housewives? Do you believe anything that's going on? Do you even care? Are you even watching the series? And if you're not watching the series, you probably didn't listen to me for the last almost 30 minutes. But, you know, if you did and you do watch it, you know, and you did listen to me, what do you think? Leave a comment in the comment section. You talk, I'll talk back. You feel me? If you're listening on Readality TV over there on YouTube, thank you so much if you're listening to me right now. And if you're listening to me on Spotify or Apple or any other podcast platform, I thank you so much for following me and supporting me and everything like that, because every listen helps. All right. You know, whether I got an audience of 1 or 1,000, I'm here for it. Okay. Thank you so much. I love y'all. Y'all have a great day. I will be back with more episodes And that's all I got for y'all for now. Have a good one. Love you. Bye.